Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I want to warn everybody about something. I've been right about this from the beginning. I feel good about this, so I'm going to say it to you again. We are about 2 weeks away from knowing where Juan Soto is going to sign. 2 weeks. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be next week. So if you are refreshing social media, hoping to get the big news that Juan Soto has re-signed with the Yankees or Juan Soto has signed with the Mets, it's going to take 2 weeks, all right? So I just want everybody to know that. But over the last few days, you may have noticed this, Tiki, or you may have said, wake me up when he signs, which is a fine attitude and a healthy attitude to have.
Right.
The Mets have been portrayed as, quote, the favorites. They have been portrayed as the clear-cut favorites.
The done deals.
The done dealisms of the world. They have been portrayed as in the driver's seat. Now, while I'm not questioning the reporting of each individual journalist who phrases things that way, I want to share something with you. I want to share something with the audience. And this isn't me trying to get Met fans upset or calm them down. I just want to read reality to you. And this was put together by one of my dear friends. His name is Dan. In the Rico Bronya circles, his name is Negative Dan. Negative Dan sent me this. This is from January 26, 2021. The Mets have emerged as favorites for Trevor Bauer with a record-setting average annual value contract offer.
This is when he was highly desired, Trevor
Highly
Bauer.
Desired, yes. So again, the Mets have emerged as favorites for Trevor Bauer. Okay. This is December 7th, 2020. Buster Olney says he's convinced the Mets will land George Springer. Quote, just about ready to bet the family farm on this. Okay.
Does he have a farm?
He doesn't have it anymore, Teach. On November 27th, 2021, the Mets are focused on Kevin Gausman. Two league sources pointed to Kevin Gausman as the Mets' primary target, and the team is in, quote, hard and hoping to close a deal by Saturday. That's Andy Martino. Okay. This is fun. This is a fun game. This is from November 30th, 2023. The Mets are going full bore to sign Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Shota Imanaga. And then just to cap it all off to show you that the Mets do add people, this is from November of 2021. The Mets have had conversations, but they're not overly optimistic about their chances of signing Max Scherzer. So my point to you is we have very short memories and we're very desperate people. And we're also very hungry for information. And so when you get anything, even if it's from sources you normally don't believe,
right,
Bob Nightingale, you run with it. You pray to it. You think it's the end all be all. Here's the reality. None of us have any freaking idea where this guy is going, what this guy wants, what teams are even offering. So stop believing crap when I just gave you seven examples of all the other times George Springer, Trevor Bauer, you name it.
The point of that exercise was that none of those happened.
Correct.
Right. So, despite farms being bet and assuredness being, assured to the fan bases that were listening. But I think the problem with Major League Baseball free agency is that it tends to center around one person. And until that one person, whoever that is, it's going to make the biggest contract that we've seen to date, or we're going to see this particular offseason, nothing else happens.
Everything stands still?
Everything stands still. Yeah. And so it becomes I don't know, frustratingly dead. And so reporters who need to be consumed have to say something. And so even if they're saying nothing, It's somebody's telling me, league sources are indicating, I've heard from directly from an agent, this is what's going on. You can't say those things.
Right.
And so the only thing you do is give these innocuous, I'm probably wrong, but you're going to read it anyways and retweet it and get excited about it and become, you know, fodder for sports radio. Like that, like this is what happens in the baseball offseason, and it's why I hate it. And I can't stand it.
I know.
Right? Just let me react to when something happens. I don't want to react to your nonsense speculation.
Right, because in the NFL, Saquon Barkley signed with the Eagles immediately.
Like 30 seconds after 4 o'clock.
In the NBA, free agent sign. And I think the reason why it takes a while, because I've had friends that's actually in the Mets text chat where they're saying, why does it take so long in baseball? The reason is there's no salary cap.
Yeah.
I think the salary cap is what causes teams to
get it in.
You got to get it in.
Yeah.
You got to get the big moves done, and then you make the smaller moves to fill out the cap as an offseason goes on. So here's what I will tell you, and this is pure speculation, but I'm just being honest. I want to give you an honest perception of what I'm seeing right now. My honest perception is I think the Mets are being used, and it scares me. I want Juan Soto.
What makes you think that?
I'll tell you why. I'm glad you asked, Tiki. Because I think Scott Boras is leaking all of this stuff out. And I think Scott Boras has a reason on why he leaks stuff out. I believe, and I hope I'm wrong about this, and I didn't think this 3 weeks ago, but I'm reacting to the leaks.
Yeah.
I think that Juan Soto has probably told Scott Boras he wants to stay with the New York Yankees. That is the read I'm getting on this. He wants to stay with the Yankees, but he's telling Scott, now get me the most money. And I think that putting the Mets over the way the leaks have portrayed it is trying to apply pressure on Hal Steinbrenner. I think the Red Sox, who haven't spent big money on anybody in years, being propped up as a major threat for Juan Soto, is another way to apply pressure on Hal Steinbrenner. I think even linking the Dodgers to this is another way to prop pressure on the New York Yankees. So I believe that everything that's being leaked out is being done to put pressure on Hal Steinbrenner. Now, here's the good news, Met fans, because I believe everything I just said. I think we're being used. The good news is I'm sure there's a number that if Hal doesn't get to and Steve does, where Scott and Juan are going to say, all right, we gave you every shot in the world.
Yep.
We're gone. So it doesn't mean he can't be a Met, but the feeling I'm getting based on all of these obvious leaks is that the New York Mets are being used. Hmm. So every time I see a story like this, the Mets are in the driver's seat.
Yeah. Because there's too many of those?
Too many of them.
It feels like every random reporter is saying the same thing.
And where do you think it's coming from?
I don't know.
You think Steve Cohen's leaking
it? No, there's no way Steve Cohen is leaking.
Of course not.
And so it has to be coming from the player side. But if it's coming from the player side, then I don't know. It's not like you're turning anybody off. So it's just
no. You're putting pressure on the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's what every leak has done. The Red Sox stuff. Come on. Does anybody believe the Red Sox are really bidding high on Juan Soto?
No. We talked about this last week. Fenway Sports Group hasn't done this in a long time.
Right. And
they
you know what?
Spent money in baseball in a long time.
They're not spending $700 million on Juan Soto. The Red Sox are playing along because it's like, hey, great, drive the price up on the Yankees. What the hell do we care? That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Mets are genuinely trying to get Juan Soto, and I hope that Steve makes such a big offer that this game that's being played between Scott Boras and Hal Steinbrenner becomes irrelevant. I hope the offer's so big that even Juan says, all right, I prefer to stay with the Yankees, but I'm going to go there anyway. And I, by the way, to Yankee fans and Met fans, I have examples, like real-life examples, where that's exactly what happened, but they ended up with the Mets anyway. And the guy I would give you is Carlos Beltran. Carlos Beltran wanted to go to the Yankees. We all know it. And his agent, who's his agent again? God, man, I just can't remember. Yeah.
Could be Scott Boras?
Went to the Yankees and said, hit this number and he'll sign with you. For a myriad of reasons, the Yankees said no, and Carlos said, okay, I'm going to go to the Mets. So there's a way Juan ends up with the Mets, but Ish is reeking of a used job. Open up your eyes, put the emotion aside, and you'll see what I'm seeing. We're being used. Doesn't mean it isn't fun to be used. Doesn't mean you shouldn't go full bore anyway, because again, there's a scenario where you get him. But, bro, come on. Can you guys sniff this crap out, or is it just me?
No, I've wondered for a while. Because the first week after the season ended, it was all Mets are in the driver's seat.
Yeah. Okay.
Juan Soto is the favorite to sign the Mets. Like, uh-huh. How do you know?
Yeah.
He hasn't even talked.
Because Scott's working.
He hasn't even had a drink yet after the season ended. What do you mean he's going to the Mets?
Scott Boras is working all of us. Open up your eyes and remember the past. Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer was never coming here. Mm-hmm. And they use the Mets. Yoshinobu Yamamoto was never coming here. And they use the Mets. Now, could you have gotten those guys if you went even further? Maybe.
Yeah.
And that's where it's going to have to go with Soto. If it's close, he's going to the Yankees. I think it's very obvious.
I'm with you, however.
Of course you're with me!
We're still not down. There's going to be one more parlor trick that happens here. And that's going to be, we are going to find out, and there is going to be extreme social media buzz within the 2 hours that Soto officially is a Yankee, where we are told he's a Met.
Oh, God, I can't do
that. You're
going
to get that Judge Giants moment, because you're going to have that one last gasp of squeezing hell for everything he's left, ultimately for Steinbrenner to do what he knows he has to do, which is, all right, here's the extra million a year or whatever. And that's going to hurt worse for Met fans, because you're going to have that actual moment where you're like, oh, my God, he's actually coming today, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah. I think you're right. And I know you're just being a fanboy. So for you, you're just repeating
what
I'm saying.
But it's also years of watching how this stuff works.
Okay. I'm just telling you guys the hard truth. You buy this too, right, Tommy?
I buy what you're selling, but I do think that Steve Cohen is going to go above and beyond and get Juan Soto. But this is Scott Boras' handiwork.
Okay, so 100%. You're with me, but you're saying there's a way for Steve to negate this. Just blow him away anyway, and you'll get him anyway.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. But we know Boras is tight with all these guys.
Yeah, he's playing a game.
Yeah.
And I think right now, as he sits here today, when Juan Soto made that Instagram video, did you see this Instagram video?
With the hat reveal?
Yeah. Juan Soto went on Instagram. I'd play it for you guys. It's very tough to hear. But Juan Soto basically did a mock press conference where he was announcing where he was signing, and it was him just promoting Celsius, which is a drink.
Is that annoying?
That Juan did that?
Yeah.
No, because we knew he wasn't announcing where he was signing. If you clicked on his Instagram thinking he was going to announce his team that way at this point, then you're just an idiot.
You're stuck in high school.
Right. Now, I will tell you, and I've said this before, I said this to you last year, I don't know if you remember this, but I'll say it again. I do think that Juan Soto should have a reveal show. I think that MLB Network should keep this thing a secret where only Juan and Scott knows the offer they're accepting. I think you should have a network special, LeBron style, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock on MLB Network, where Juan Soto decides where he's going.
Yeah, but when he's,
and I think it would be awesome.
Yeah, the problem with that is that most people, most fan bases are not going to believe it's them.
That's true. But same thing with LeBron. It was only a handful of franchises.
Basically New York.
Yeah.
It's New York and New York.
That's a big audience.
So only New York and New York is watching.
But you don't think people would watch it anyway, even if they're not getting him? Like, the Dodger fan would watch it, out of curiosity, even though they are bidding on him. I think people would watch
it. I doubt it.
I think they would watch more than anything else that's on MLB Network. And that's not a knock. I love MLB Network. But
it's the offseason. Now, I hear what you're saying.
I think that's where baseball needs to go. They need to have, like, these reality shows. But I do want to warn you guys about something. I was listening to Chris McMonagle last night, and I heard something. And sometimes I can't sleep, Tiki. I wake up at all weird hours. This was a weird one because this was like 4 a.m. I listen to my guy, Big Mac. You know I love him. I adore Chris McMonagle. And he's taking a phone call. Suck it! Listen to this random phone call and tell me if you believe him, okay? There's a random phone caller to Chris McMonagle.
I think there's something going on where I think Soto doesn't want the Martian around. Something around.
Why?
Trade him for something. I don't know. There's some rumblings that I heard that the kid, that he doesn't like the Martian.
He doesn't?
He wants the Martian out, and he wants the Martian to be traded for other pieces. I don't know. That's just what I hear.
Now, you may say, where does he hear this? This caller went on to reveal where he hears this.
I'm going to try and find more info on that, but it's underground Dominican Republic talk. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Something going on. Martian and him don't have one.
Underground Dominican Republic talk.
That's right.
What the hell is that?
That's right. Would you be okay with trading Jason Dominguez if it meant keeping Juan Soto?
Based on underground DR talk.
Well, that caller sounds very reliable.
Look, I understand there's a lot of underground
Did
DR
he sound
talk.
Dominican?
Say it again.
Did he sound Dominican?
No, but maybe he's dating someone who's Dominican.
Oh, yeah, possibly.
There's plenty of connections. Look. If Juan Soto said, trade Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge and you could have me, I'm in. So, yes, of course, I'm okay with trading the Martian to keep
Interesting. I'll tell you, you never know what you're going to hear on WFAN at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And the underground is undefeated. When the underground speaks, they're speaking the truth. That's there's something here.
That's what really sold me.
Yeah.
When the guy first said it, I laughed. And I was also like half asleep. And it perked me up. That was the weird part. Like, I was up, but I wasn't, like, fully up. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I hear, oh, yeah, dude, they got to trade the Martian. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? What's going on, Big and Big Mac's taking him serious.
But there's no way they would actually trade the Martian. There's no way.
I don't know. Juan Soto walks into a room and tells you that.
Okay, so first of all, why would he want to do that? Why would he be threatened by Jason Dominguez?
Oh, come on. Tiki.
Why?
Maybe they slept with the same girl. I don't know.
Come on, please.
I mean, it could be anything.
It's not even in the same league.
Definitely a path.
He's driving a Pinto versus driving a Porsche.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Wow. That is not nice.
Wasn't there also another rumor, someone called Melusis, that Soto and Jazz don't like each other, or Soto doesn't like Jazz? We played it on the show.
Yes. Wait,
so Soto doesn't like anybody.
He
doesn't like the whole team.
When you have swag, he has swag envy. He's a swag envious.
You're right. This is the second
Jazz now Martian.
This is the second time we've played WFAN caller rumors on our show that I've randomly heard.
Yeah.
And they're both around Juan Soto not liking people.
He likes Aaron Judge because Aaron Judge is boring. He has no swag, Aaron Judge. Yeah. These guys have swag. He's got swag envy.
But guess what? Would you get rid of Jazz and Jason Dominguez if it meant Juan Soto sticks with your team?
Of course.
Of course you would. I mean, let's play that game with our team. If Juan Soto says, I saw you traded for this Jose Siri, DFA him. We'll DFA him before he knows what hit him. Who else?
That's Jose
Lindor. All right, Lindor. Nah, I can't do it.
I was going to say Swaggy P. We can't trade Mark Vientos.
Excuse me? For Juan Soto, you wouldn't give up Lindor?
Nah, I can't do it. Lindor and Vientos are my two rocks. Everyone else, like Brandon Nimmo.
For Juan Soto?
Brandon Nimmo, nice knowing you.
Uh-oh, let me tug at your heartstrings, Evan. One Mr. Jet Williams.
Jet Williams? He hasn't got to the majors yet. Yes. Even though my son loves him, I could deal with it. I'd say see you later. Yeah.
Sorry.
I could say see you later on him. I could sell that easily to Jet. Yeah, Jet wasn't that good.
I just don't buy that there's a beef.
Of course not. It's a 4 a.m. phone.
But the underground, Teak.
I don't know what the underground is.
What if he said, I'm going to Boston or L.A.
Is this digital underground? Doing a Humpty dance over here or something? What the hell?
I'm signing with the Dodgers or Red Sox unless the Knicks get rid of Jalen Brunson. You'll agree?
Would you do that, Tommy?
We don't know which New York team he's signing with, but Brunson's got to go.
Brunson's not going anywhere.
Juan says, New York's not big enough for all of us. Get Brunson out.
Yeah. But we don't know where he's going to fall, Yankees or Mets, but we know it's one of us.
But we know what... Yeah, that's a good... Look at you.
So Rob and Peter to pay Paul. I'm not doing that. I'd rather do the Juan Soto share with the Yankees and Mets.
Well, stay tuned to more Chris Big Mac McMonagle, because I'm sure we'll get more information, because he said he was looking for more information from the DR on Juan Soto's dislike of Jason Dominguez.
He's the DR. Is he going on, like, DR chats?
Probably.
I believe Chris
the
also...
Dark web from the Dominican...
Chris also last night said he had to labor through B movie as well with Jerry Seinfeld. So,
He took another shot at Seinfeld?
No, he didn't.
No, but I wanted to see if Chris would get riled up from that.
Nah, he listens all the time. He's probably listening right now, and he doesn't like you, so I'm sure he's riled up no matter what.
See, what
you
do
say.
You do? I don't like when you do that. You try to pin teammates against each other.
Well, I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm being honest with you.
Seinfeld doesn't like Sean?
No, Big Mac doesn't like Sean.
Oh, Big Mac definitely
Seinfeld's
does not.
Got no idea who I am.
Yeah, he has no idea. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's go to Jay
I bet he does.
You think so?
Yeah.
Makes you feel good.
He was aware when we started our new show last year.
That's true. Right. And he said, what the hell did Spike see in Sean? I'm just kidding. Jay is calling from Rockville Center. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I think you're missing one point.
Go ahead.
That Ohtani last year went to the Dodgers because Guggenheim out-financial engineered Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
You think Cohen is going to get out financial engineered by Hal Steinbrenner? It's not going to happen.
I think that clearly, in my humble opinion, based on the way things are leaked, Juan Soto would probably prefer to go back to the New York Yankees. That's the vibe I get from this. Is there a number where Steve Cohen could go where Hal says, I'm not getting anywhere near there, and walks away, and Soto says, okay, fine, I'll go to the Mets? Yeah. But it really reaffirms something I've always thought. If Hal's top bid is $700 million, then the Mets are going to have to go to like $800 million.
Right.
Like, it's going to have to be a clear out bidding, because I think these leaks have been pointing to just ratcheting the pressure on Hal Steinbrenner.
Right. His question was more about Yamamoto, right?
No, I think it was Ohtani.
Ohtani, and then obviously subsequently Yamamoto.
Yeah.
And the outbidding by Guggenheim.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never know the full story here, but I feel like this was such an orchestrated thing by Shohei Ohtani and his team to get to the Dodgers, create a bank, basically, by deferring 90% of his contract and creating this pathway for the Japanese stars to come to the United States, get posted, get picked up by the, they make the decision, obviously, come to the Dodgers and create this, I don't know, this marketing machine in Los Angeles with the best Japanese players in the world. That's what this feels like to me.
Yeah.
And I may be wrong. I may just be conspiracy theorying this, but it's why when we talk about what the Dodgers are capable of doing, maybe Juan Soto's not in their plans, but they have the money to do
it. Sure. No, they definitely have the money to do it.
I keep hearing people screaming, well, nobody has more money than Steve Cohen. Yeah, they do. Right? The Dodgers do.
Right, but to your point, like, Hal Steinbrenner also has the ability to pay Juan Soto $800 million.
Of course he
does. Doesn't mean he will.
Of course he does.
Like Guggenheim has the ability to pay Juan Soto that.
Right.
Doesn't mean they will.
But again, as much as I keep like needling you guys about the Dodgers, that's only because the Dodgers have unlimited resources.
Right, they can if they want to.
Right, but to me, what I really think their plan is Shohei Ohtani, bring all of these guys that you played in the World Baseball League Classic with, and they're fantastic pitchers. Suzuki's the next one. Sasaki is the next one. And make the Dodgers this international team.
I think they're already there, but they can go even further. Yeah.
And so they keep winning. They win World Series. They bring in the next guy. It becomes a truly world team.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like the Dodgers' plan is.
Wow.
Juan Soto doesn't necessarily have a part in that. But if he does, he kind of does.
Yeah.
Because he captures the Dominican.
But I'm still very confident. Juan Soto will not be an L.A. Dodger.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. Let's go to Chris on Long Island. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, guys, I think, you know, you're right on a lot of spots. And one of the main things, I think the reason why this drags out so long and there's so many rumors is it just takes so long. There's not a set date, whereas maybe with the NBA, it's July 1st. So on, 2 days before, you kind of know, and then those guys sign. But with the MLB, maybe they need to set a date.
No, but they already have it. See, the NBA has a free agency begins date, but so does MLB.
Yeah.
There's no end date to the NBA. It's all about the cap. It's all about the fact that, and also the max contract. So there's no negotiating. Like, here's a max contract. In Juan Soto's case, there is no max contract.
Yes.
This thing could go to $800 million. It could go to $700 million. It can go to $900 million. Baseball's talked about, can they create a date like December 1st or something of that nature? But then what? And the players will never agree to it because they think any date would actually hurt their ability to get paid. So it's just one of those unfortunate things about Major League Baseball. And to me, it's not even the waiting. You know what it is? You want everything to happen within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
A frenzy, if you will. Where it's not just Juan Soto, it's Corbin Burns, Pete Alonso, Anthony Santander, Walker Buehler. It's like bang, bang, bang. It's like all over the place. And while you'll get a flurry of that at the winter meetings, you don't get the full NFL, NBA experience, and NHL, where it just comes at you. It comes at your face like bang, 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 bang. And it's like, I can't even stop this. In baseball, it's a slow dribble.
Yeah, right.
So baseball has to up its tampering game, basically.
Because
there's no way these guys are.
I don't think so. Tampering is not the issue.
It's not the issue because they would still. You get a few days head start or weeks head start. It's the fact that there's no cap. Like to me, it's a salary cap. We all forget these other leagues have that, and so you've got to make everything work. In baseball, there is no cap. Don't give me the tax. You can go over the tax as much as the hell you want. So I think it allows you to take your time. And we're never going to get a salary cap. This is just the way baseball is. It's just for us right now, New York City, where, we have two crappy football teams, and both fan bases want Juan Soto back.
Yep.
The Mets want him. Yankee fans want him back. You'll hear a few stragglers like, I don't really want him. He's not that good. Blah, blah, blah. Come on. We all want the guy. We all know how great he is.
Of course. Don't plant your flag and act like you don't want him. That's the most disingenuous thing you could do.
I want him.
So someone on Twitter sent me
so a lot. Sorry,
you say rat's ass a lot. You want to go around the room?
Do I?
Yeah,
let me write that down.
I say, I forgot what I
you
say a lot.
Guys, hold on. Listen, you do that one.
Guys,
hold on. Tiki does hold on. I say basically a lot during my shows. We all know our.
No, the slow so.
Well,
that's
because
a big one.
There are times when I feel
that
like
down. Every time you do it,
he's trying to further you along. He's tired of listening to you. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm saying get to your point.
You're right.
Just make your freaking point. Mic's on. Go ahead.
Okay.
No. I'm saying he's tired of listening to you, so he's trying to move on.
He's trying to, I don't want to talk about this anymore. And let me bring something else up.
Yes. Evan does like to rush me, but here we go. So Juan Soto, it's true. Juan Soto on Instagram did the Celsius thing. We referenced this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we just brought up that there might be beef between Jazz and Jason Dominguez. Somebody on Twitter sent me something where in that post on Instagram, both Jazz and Jason Dominguez commented on it.
Oh.
Jazz said, that's fire. Jason Dominguez did the laughing emoji. So I don't know if there's any beef. They commented on his post, so maybe the underground had it wrong.
Do you comment on people's posts when you don't like them?
Yes, on Sean's.
There you go. So, see, it proves it. That doesn't even matter.
So he doesn't have me muted.
Do you want to hear another underground source about Juan Soto? We have one on the line right now who claims he's got some underlying sources. I don't know if it's from the Dominican. I don't know if it's from New Jersey. But let's go to Joe in Island Park. Joe, what are you hearing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So in my town, I live in a very small town on Long Island, and obviously, I don't know if you can tell by the way I talk, I am not Dominican whatsoever, but I have this one little Dominican barbershop in my town, and me and four of my buddies have sat down in the same barber chair, and this guy just doesn't have, he claims to be a cousin of Juan Soto, and he's not just like some, like, oh, I have fan pictures. He actually has pictures of him at graduations and stuff like that, and showed me like firsthand.
Okay.
And apparently, he's telling us that he's... It's not the Martian or anybody. He's just not a fan of Boone. And me being a Met fan and three of my other buddies being Yankee fans, it kind of ruffled some feathers. We're like, wow, is this actually like a small town source that we have here? But
wow.
I don't want to believe too much into it. But
yeah,
it's like it wasn't just some like, oh, hey, let me sign autographs and take a picture. It was like cap and gown family pictures of them like together. And he's telling us that he's just not a fan of Boone.
I will say this,
wow,
Joe.
So, Sean, if Aaron Boone is the issue.
Oh, God.
Do you fire Aaron Boone to get to keep Juan Soto?
Are you kidding me?
Honest question. Serious question.
Yes. You cannot be fundamentally bad at baseball and then lose your best player because he doesn't like you. Now, by the way, that's all I needed, the graduation picture without even proof. If Soto signs with the Mets, I think it's because of Boone now.
Blame Boone.
I'm in.
All I know, and I think Tiki will agree with us, instead of the pretty fake leaked out stories on social media about Juan Soto, I like this game better.
Right.
Random guy in overnight, Juan Soto hates the Dominican. Jason Dominguez. Random guy calling Maloosis.
Right.
Jason Dominguez doesn't like Jazz Chisholm. Random guy who just called us in and revealed his source. He's a barber who's family friends with him.
Right, he was at a barber shop. Right.
Soto doesn't like Boone. I think those rumors are a lot more fun than, you know,
right.
Play the thing from MLB Network, right? Better than this rumor coming from John Morosi. You ready for this one?
I am of the mind that the team that gets Soto will be the most desperate to get Soto.
I mean, what a story that is. Like, that's worse than random guy saying, hey, hates Boone.
How does that make any sense?
It doesn't. That's the point. The reporting doesn't make any sense, Deke. It's just throwing crap against the wall. Our callers can do the same damn thing.
The team that gets Soto will be the team that is the most
desperate.
Yeah, desperate. That's a good word to use.
Unreal.
What the hell? What? That's not reporting.
Your favorite part about that report is the way John Morosi like used each word like it was like I'm solving the puzzle here.
Right.
Like the team.
No, what he's doing is sitting there saying, oh crap, I have nothing to say. I actually don't have anything to report.
I have to make another hit where they're asking me to say something when there's nothing going
right.
on.
Well, we could tell you that random WFAN caller is reporting from Juan Soto's barbershop, from a barbershop of a barber who claims to know Juan Soto and has pictures at said graduations that Juan Soto, not a fan of Aaron Boone.
Yes.
So take that for what it's
worth.
He's
going to the Mets because he dislikes Aaron Boone.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
He heard it from the barbershop.
Ozzie and Woodridge, how you doing, Oz?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
We're good.
Amazing.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Thank you. You too, and to your family.
Yes, I'm very thankful to have all four of you in my sports talk radio life.
Nah, that's sweet.
No one's going to say it back to me.
So you give a compliment?
If we felt that way, we would say something.
You give a compliment just so you could get it back? Is that how you work, bro?
Yes, 100%. I'm very needy, very desperate. So
Anything
I take, I go fishing.
All right.
Tried to catfish you guys. It didn't work.
No. Maybe next year. Maybe when you do it next year, we'll say it back. But for 2024, well, good. Now make your dumb point.
My wife is Dominican, so I'll get the true underground word
Don't worry about it.
All right, so here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Monday at 5 o'clock, Ozzie and Woodridge will have a full report on Juan Soto from his Dominican wife about what Juan likes and doesn't like. So stay tuned Monday for that exclusive Evan and Tiki report. Thank you, Ozzie. We can't wait.
Well, forget about the wife. She's the liaison to her mother, my mother-in-law, mi suegra. Still owns her home in the DR, where she raised my wife and her and the two sisters.
Wow.
And she still runs the loteria, which is basically like money laundering. And if they don't pay her, watch out. She'll get you from the United States.
Okay.
So I got it covered, bro. I'll get the lowdown.
We cannot wait for your exclusive report, Ozzie.
You're welcome. I will. You guys will be the first and exclusive ones to get it, and I won't do any Morosi, Kamala Harris word salad stuff. I'll give you direct, non-fake news to the point with the exact info.
Thank you.
From the streets of the Dominican Republic.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. We can't wait.
And Evan,
yes.
Before I get to the other stuff, did I hear you correctly? Did you invite Sean before into your bosom?
I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take care of him and have him realize that as a Giant fan, he is now a Jet fan. And I wanted to kind of tell him about what life is. I'm a sympathetic guy and I know how he feels. So earlier in the show, when he was whining and bitching and crying and complaining about the NFL and the national media mocking the Giants constantly, I told him, I know what that's like as a Jet fan. Let me tell you a story. So yes, I absolutely invited him into my New York Jets bosom.
Well, if you don't be careful on Thanksgiving with the nachos and the pigs in the blanket,
mm-hmm.
your bosom buddy, it's getting bigger and bigger by the day.
How dare you talk about that?
Do you eat those pigs in the blanket cold like you do hot dogs, you freak? Well,
I will eat the leftovers like that, that's for sure.
And Shawnee, baby.
Yes, Hoss.
If you go to that Eagles-Giant game the last week of the season,
yeah.
bring Tiki's badass friend with you so he can take another punch for you, because that guy sounds like he's foxhole material, bro.
I can't do that to Andy again. I got to fly. So it's only Loogie and me. We're going to go.
I think you should go with him, Ozzie. Aren't you a Cowboy fan? That'd be perfect. A Cowboy fan and a Giant fan walk into Philadelphia together.
It sounds like a joke. I will make a friendly wager for the Thanksgiving toilet bowl between the Giants and Cowboys for any of the Giant fans in the studio that want to take me up on that.
We got
to
go, Oz. What's
that?
We got to go, Oz.
Why? You're afraid of his bet? What's the problem?
What's his
Do anyone bet? Want to take the bet or what?
What's the wager?
I think Sean should. He's a big Giant fan.
I'm prohibited.
We'll keep it simple. The next... whatever on-site that you have, loser buys the beer. What do you think?
That's boring. I thought you were going to do something like really embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You know? That buys a beer. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Now you know why I left the American Dream early and did not hang out with Ozzy.
Why? He would have bought you a beer. Isn't that what you do? You don't buy stuff on your own. You would have gotten a free beer from Ozzy.
Or made Loogie buy him one.
Oh, is that what you think?
That's the vibe I got.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do a bet, like I was thinking about this recently. Last year, Sean and Tommy had this great bet. It's actually one of the more creative bets you'll ever have. Sean is obviously a big Ranger fan, and Tommy's a big Knicks fan. So they had a bet last year on which of the winter garden sports teams would go further, the Rangers or the Knicks. And the loser had to dress up like the trophy of the other sports championship. So obviously Tommy lost the bet because the Rangers went further than the Knicks. And so Tommy had to dress up as the Stanley Cup.
I think it's farther. But it,
further? Farther?
Farther.
Why did you wait so long to correct me?
Because I was thinking about it.
Because it's confusing. That's a great bet. In fact, I was thinking about this the other day when the Rangers lost. You got to do it again. Have you guys officially re-upped the New York Ranger, New York Knicks, loser has to dress as the trophy bet?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because I've asked Sean multiple times off air. I'm like,
it's a great bet.
We got to run it back. And he's like, nah, because he knows. He knows.
Is that true, Sean?
He knows his team is soft and they're going to blow
it
up.
This year, I think Sean is not very confident.
He's got no muscles.
I got to see what happens at the trade deadline. And we'll get
back. That's ridiculous.
You're only in fourth right now.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And ultimately, the Rangers would be there, but I'm sensing a little lack of heart right now.
Mm. I mean, the Rangers right now are a playoff team, despite the lack of heart, despite their loss the other night, despite, you know, Boomer getting ready to fire Laviolette because they fire coaches every 2 years at the Garden.
Sure.
Like, why would you not take that bet? Well, you fake tough guy.
Excuse me?
Right.
Are you fake? Are you Fugazi?
First of all, I'm not a fake tough guy because I'd have to portray being a tough guy to begin with to be fake about it. Okay? That's number one. Number two, guess what? When I have my wings and my gums and I feel confident about my team, you guys know it because I don't hide it.
He's distracted looking at the ass end of the Devils. That's what it is.
But
well, I'm distracted looking at ass.
It's not about me or you. It's about the audience. The audience wants to see one of us be embarrassed. So just be a man. Make a bet. It doesn't have to be the same stipulations.
Be a man.
Yes, be a man. You're confident in your team or not. Dude, it doesn't matter. If you lose, you lose.
Who cares? Don't do that.
Hold on a second. Be a man. In our pick segment, whoever loses has to sell a T-shirt of something I said about Jalen Brunson, and we're going to sell it outside the Garden.
I live with it.
It is what it is.
It's all good.
I'll be there regardless.
Yeah.
I hope you are there, TP.
I don't have confidence in it right now to make that bet. Also, don't tell me to be a man. You wear earrings and your hat looks like Avril Lavigne right now.
Don't deflect. Either stand up and stand on business or stand on principle. Last year, I think we all felt like the Rangers were probably going to go on a longer run than the Knicks, but I still did the bet.
He's right. I mean, I got to tell you, Tommy's 100% right.
Because that bet happened after some of the injuries had already started happening.
Exactly, and they're the number one team in hockey record-wise. Just look, they'll have a banner of it at the Garden. Just go check it out.
From February on, you pumped your gums that the Knicks were dogs, dudes, they're going to do damage.
Of course.
I'm not saying that about this Ranger team, so it's different. Last year, we were both cocky about it.
A month ago, Sean Moraz tweeted, the Rangers score a minute in. They're a wagon. MSG may actually get a real banner. That was a month ago.
All right, you know what? Two things now have pissed me off, Evan. Yesterday, don't declare that you're barely on Twitter when somehow you always have a tweet at the tip of your thumb.
I do my
bookmarks everything.
Second of all, yeah, that's amazing. Second of all, they were a wagon. Things have changed. You don't buy the dip, or maybe you do buy the dip. I'm not buying the dip right now.
Well, you were supposed to be the young voice for Ranger fans on the station.
Clearly
you're not. You skipped the podium last year when you got embarrassed by the Panthers. And now when I'm telling you, let's make a bet. And by the way, I lost the bet last year. This is you being a chicken because
I was man enough
to go down to DJ's dressed like the Stanley Cup. Everybody made fun of me. There were older women that wanted to take pictures of me and mock me. We all remember that for an entire segment.
I got good news. I just received a message.
Oh, yes. Boy.
I just received a text message
from Jimmy Dolan.
The architect. And the architect has informed me, you don't get to make this decision, Sean. The bet is on.
Mm. Okay.
This is a bet that will last forever.
Try me.
It's Rangers versus Knicks. You're a great representative of the Rangers, even though you're quitting in the middle of November. Tommy is a great representative of the New York Knicks, and I'm being told that it is no longer in your hands. If the Knicks go further than the Rangers, you're dressing up as the Larry O'Brien.
Okay, and
it's done.
I'm going to make this declaration to you, to Tiki, to Lugie, to the architect, to anybody else involved. I will not pay off the bet. You can't make me do that. It's not my contract.
I mean, this is you're honestly,
I am the young voice of Ranger fans, and Ranger fans look to me, and I am representing how they feel right now, which is no confidence.
Mm.
At least I'm transparent about it.
You don't have to have confidence.
Still take the bet, though.
Of course,
they wouldn't.
Yeah, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they would.
Not until Mika Zibanejad's off this team, they wouldn't.
You even imagine? It's not about that. Bro, you're bending the knee. So just claim that the Knicks are your daddy. We're the number one team at Madison Square Garden. You have no interest or you have no belief in your team making a run. Just say it then. I can't believe you can't take this bet. You're embarrassing yourself, the station, our show. It's embarrassing.
Yeah,
man enough to do this last year.
Nah.
And Tiki's right. Our team was already starting to get injuries. Right. But I took the bet. I was confident, but I wasn't like supremely confident I was going to win the bet. And I had to go down to the Jersey Shore and do this.
I think it's actually offensive when we're trying to represent responsible gambling to gamble on something you don't believe in.
Boy, is your back hurt from the Gold Coast moving? Don't pull anything.
That's the worst message you could send to people is don't gamble on something
it's not a money bet.
I am here for the audience that wants to responsibly gamble. I'm not going to gamble on something I don't believe in.
Wow. You talk about a fan that's abandoned ship.
Wow.
That's sad.
Bad.
Yeah.
I told you last year.
I think you're not allowed back on at this point.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So if they turn it around, you're not allowed back on.
No. Crimes against fandom.
Catch me at the trade deadline.
You already quit.
I didn't quit.
You're quitting.
You don't take the bet. You quit. You're not allowed back on.
Why when Tiki says it, does it feel more enticing than when Evan says it?
Because Tiki's right. Tiki heard the whole thing, and he's like, you're wrong. You're a Ranger fan. You have this bet, this Ranger Nick bet. Because, again, I compliment you guys. You do a great job of representing those two winter sports teams. And
right.
what makes you guys so unique is that Tommy's a Nick fan. He's not a Ranger fan.
Right.
Sean is a Ranger fan. He's not a Nick fan. So you
are
really
you nervous
represent
they scored 145
that.
Last night?
Yeah, I am. I am. But I'll tell you this. How about this? How about
you
this?
You scared of the Knicks?
Uh-huh.
You give me a package deal. I'm going to represent New York. Give me the Rangers and Devils. You could take the Knicks.
Bitch, New York Ranger fan.
You don't get the Devils.
Yeah,
I get both.
What kind of sellout?
I get both.
You get
both.
Devils?
He can have the Nets. How about that? He can have both basketball teams.
You are, that is a... That's a turncoat move, bro.
No, it's not. I'm taking both. You want to do the deal? My odds tell me one's going to get further than the Knicks.
Sean, it's one thing for me not to have any issue with the Devils. As an Islander fan, we're like weird step cousins.
Right.
You are a Ranger fan. The Devils are your blood rivals. You hate them. You hate them more than the Islanders. You right. can't take them as a, well, the Devils count in this too. No, they don't. You're a Ranger fan.
Listen,
you were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Last
year. And you can't take a bet with the loser Knicks?
Well, take the loser word part out of it.
Tommy, shut up.
Evan?
I got news for you. The Knicks aren't getting to the Conference Finals. They're not beating Boston. They're not beating... Tommy, just go with it. Bro, they're the Knicks.
Evan?
They're losers. Come on, bro. Take the Rangers.
So much for the IBO talk out of Evan.
What?
You just called the Knicks losers. How dare you be an IBO?
Come on. Everybody knows it. Even Knicks fans know it.
America's number one sports book would call what I'm proposing an odds boost. So that's all. You guys can think about it.
You're not a foxhole guy.
Nah.
Yeah, that's all. That's what we learned here today.
Disgusted by Sean. Disgusted by Sean. We'll come back and get to your calls. We'll cleanse ourselves from that. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Plus... I'll give you a name in baseball who is very quietly becoming available. He's a superstar name, and we'll discuss rather quickly if they would be good options for both the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. Plus, Sean's got his Cinco de 5-0 in about 20 minutes, which I'm not looking forward to. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. It is time for your sports IQ trivia question. It's presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. The Giants' last win on Thanksgiving was in Detroit in 1982. How about that? The game is famous for Lawrence Taylor's pick six to win the game. Who threw the pick six? We'll take the fourth caller at 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326, to answer your Sports IQ trivia question, and you can win a $250 American Express gift card. Your Sports IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. So there's a report coming out of St. Louis that the St. Louis Cardinals and Nolan Arenado are kind of agreeing that maybe they should break up. Nolan's got 3 years left on his deal. He is 33 years old. He'll be 34 at the beginning of next season. He's coming off declining seasons. He's also shown a willingness to waive his no-trade clause to get out of St. Louis and actually move from third base to first base just to get out of there. His salary, a part of it is covered by the Colorado Rockies from the trade that they made a couple of years ago. So his salary numbers are not crazy.
Yeah.
He's due to make $21 million this upcoming year, $16 million in 2026, and $15 million in 2027. So it's a lot of money, but it's not as much as maybe it would have sounded. Proud of the Rockies covering it. For either New York team, but we'll start with the Yankees because I think there's a more obvious need. We don't know who their third baseman is. We don't know who their first baseman is. Would you pursue 33, soon to be 34-year-old Nolan Arenado?
I mean, I don't know. It's a hard one. It's hard to say no to a guy who is legendary in a sense, but you also know he's declining. And do you need more declining players? And you're talking about for the Yankees?
Yes.
Probably not.
Probably not. Sean, Nolan Arenado.
My lean is no. This feels like Josh Donaldson with a better attitude.
Mm. I completely agree with you guys.
Yeah.
I think this is a no thank you. It's interesting that he's available.
Mm-hmm.
But what concerns me about Arenado is that his decline since 2022 is pretty steady.
Yeah.
His year last year was bad, to say the least.
Yeah, I don't even know if we talked about him really at all.
No, I mean, the Cardinals were kind of an irrelevant team, and they weren't very good.
But still,
and
it's Nelson Arenado. I mean, Arenado
was a star.
Right, Nolan Arenado.
Especially as a gold glove defensive third baseman. But, you know, if the Cardinals are picking up more of the money, so now I'm getting him for even cheaper than those salaries I just described.
Right.
And maybe I'm expanding the trade, and let's say I'm getting Ryan Helsley, who's their closer, and now all of a sudden I'm stacking up my bullpen, sure. But Nolan Arenado being like the target,
And he also, not interested.
He also seems desperate to get out of there.
Yeah. He's willing to move to first base. Now, he was one of the great defensive third basemen you'll ever see.
What's that transition like?
From third to first base? Third to first. I mean, you can make it. Guys have made it. Todd Zeal has made it. A lot of guys have made it. I guess I would just wonder, like, if I'm the Yankees and I got Nolan Arenado, my gut would be I'm going to play him at third base. He's a platinum glove winning third baseman. Like, he's a great defensive third baseman, and even if he's declining, he's still better than most.
Right.
So, it's one of those names that's interesting. I put it out there because it is out there now in St. Louis, but I would agree with both you guys. I think that's a no gracias. Same, of course, on the Mets side. The Mets side, you would move Vientos to first base and lose Pete Alonso. Trust me, I want Pete Alonso a hell of a lot more than I'd ever want Nolan Arenado, who I think is a shell of his former self. Let's get to your calls. Vinny is calling from Queens. How are you, Vinny?
Hey, I was doing good until a little while ago. I'm disgusted and have secondhand embarrassment for Sean. His stance on this bet with Tommy is outrageous. Now, I thought it was kind of wimpy to not re-up the bet, but once he said, I get the Devils also, I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Sean, I got a bet for you, all right? If Juan Soto signs with the Mets, I win. But you're good if he signs with the Yankees or the Red Sox?
I'll take that deal, sure.
All right. And by the way, talk about responsible gambling. So responsible gambling means staying within your means. I think it's totally within your means to dress as the Larry O'Brien trophy.
No, it's not.
Your bald head would be shit. Larry O'Brien.
Thank you, Vinny. I think that's a great phone call. And Sean, I hope that phone call embarrassed you because he's right about everything he said. Oh, you have no response?
Yeah, I said it didn't embarrass me. No. I first of all, if all anybody's saying is, just make a bet to make a bet, that's fine. I could do that. But I like to tell the audience the truth. And the God's honest truth is I don't believe in my New York Rangers, although this is the station to talk New York Rangers hockey.
But here's what I find discouraging, and it is my fault. I admit that. We are talking about this randomly on November 26th, and I forgot in the last half hour how this came up. I think it was some reference to the Knicks.
Ozzy wanted to do a Giants-Cowboys bet, and the stipulations were lame.
Gotcha, and it reminded me of the whole Knick Ranger thing. The problem is I'm bringing it up now as the Rangers are going through a tough time. If I had brought this up when the Rangers got off to a good start, like in mid-October, while we were busy with other things, like football teams that we still thought were competent.
Yeah, and you would have taken it.
Of course he would have taken it.
Of course, timing's everything. That's why I said, come get me at the trade deadline.
No, but that's what disgusts me. You're such a floaty fan. You're a floaty fan.
Sometimes you're on, sometimes you're not.
Yeah. The Rangers aren't playing well right now, so you're like, I'm not taking the bet. Lugie would never do that with the Knicks.
Excuse me? You could call me fat, out of shape, bald, bad breath, disgusting pig of a human being. There's a million things you could take a shot on me on. Calling me a floaty fan? No. Big mouth. I'm a real fan, okay? I don't just have blind loyalty or cheer for my... When I see something good or bad, I acknowledge it for what it is. And right now, it's dog crap what the Rangers are putting out there. And I'm not going to put my... Just because I'm a Ranger fan, go, I believe it, I'm going to piss the Knicks. They suck right now. So you want to hit me when they're not sucking to make that claim? Fine. That's right. The fact.
Try this insult on for size. I know your mom's mad at me right now. She's going to be even more pissed off at me because I have bad news for her. You raised a coward. You raise somebody who's gutless and only will back his team when he thinks they're good. I'm a man. You know, I took the bet. I lost last year. He's not giving me a rematch. He's ducking me. He's ducking the Knicks. He doesn't believe in his team. So you raise the coward. I mean, that's just the facts here. So why don't you man up? Why don't you sack up and take the deal? Take the bet.
Keep my mother's name out your goddamn mouth.
Okay.
This is getting ugly. This is getting
ugly. Well, it doesn't have to be that way, but you know what? Facts are facts.
Feels like. I know. It's freaking Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think Tommy went below the belt on that one.
He did.
Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. This is a lot of fun listening to this. I had an interesting question for you guys regarding the whole Giants meltdown this week. I was on ESPN, and Saturday was talking about how he thinks there's a connection to the fact that they value Jones enough to not get him hurt for the money. And he thinks it translates to too many guys just, you know, hey, listen, you care about him, you know, his well-being on the field. Why should I be playing hard? You don't care about me kind of thing. And it was just, I had never really thought of it that way, but I don't know, maybe Tiki's best to comment on it, but what do you think? Do you think that has any credibility?
I don't think so. I mean, we know what, why Daniel Jones was benched and then released. It was all about the injury guarantee. And other players, I mean, are part of the future plans. So obviously you want them to stay healthy and you care about their health, but you also need them to play. Daniel, it's and the money for quarterbacks is so much different. I mean, the guarantee for Daniel Jones was more than most people's salaries
right.
for their entire contract.
Right.
And so I hear what they're saying, and I'm not talking about Dexter Lawrence's. I'm not talking about the high, you know, the Akerikes, the older veterans and the guys that came in free agency, but I'm talking about most of this team. It's a relatively young team. Like, Daniel Jones's injury guarantee is their whole contract. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
it's just different. It's not an apples to apples comparison.
I know that you can't do this. Mm-hmm. You can't do this because of the injury guarantee. But you wanted to bench Daniel Jones 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And when you made the argument to bench Daniel Jones, you made it clear it wasn't about the injury guarantee. Mm-hmm. He wasn't playing well enough.
Right.
So if the Giants just said that, 3-13 since he got the new contract, 2-8 this year, the decision making, we're going to make him the number two. We're not dropping him to number three. Yes, there's a possibility he may play. But just to kind of keep the perception going of, we're not benching him because of the injury guarantee. We're benching him because we're 2-8.
Yeah.
If that would have made a difference than what they ultimately did, which was make him the third quarterback, make him the fourth quarterback, and then ultimately cut him because it was obvious to the world he was never playing
again. But the reality was they weren't benching him because they probably still think he gave him the best chance to win.
That's the disagreement.
He just...
right.
He's just not also good enough to win.
Right.
And so what's the point then at that point? It's like the second layer of why you move on from Daniel Jones. The first layer is simply he's not good enough to win right now. The second layer is there's an injury issue here that if he gets hurt and can't pass a physical in March,
right.
then you're saddled with $23 million of extra, you know, cap hit. So it's two levels, but the first one was the most important one.
Right.
That is, he's not good enough to win football games.
Right. That was the reason why I think most of us had come to the place of sitting Daniel Jones. The injury guarantee was the exclamation point. Now, here's the problem with my idea of, hey, just make him the number two. He may need to play.
Yeah.
Because Tommy DeVito is questionable for this game on Thursday. He was asked by the media earlier today how he was feeling, and he said, I'm banged up. I'm hoping I'm going to play, and he'll have a better idea tomorrow when he goes out to practice. So there is uncertainty on if Tommy DeVito will actually start on Thanksgiving against the Dallas Cowboys, which means it's possible we're looking at Drew Lock, which means we're one step closer to possibly seeing Tim Boyle.
Ugh. On the one-year anniversary of the Holland Tunnel.
Is that true?
Yes, Black Friday is the one-year anniversary of that pick six.
How about that? Did you just say the Holland Tunnel?
Yeah, Javon Holland tunneled his way.
That's what they called it.
Is that what it's called now?
Yes. I did not know that it was called
that. I had
that.
No idea. We talked about nicknaming it. I didn't know that that was the agreed-upon nickname, the Holland Tunnel.
So you guys will just believe that it was. It wasn't. That was my number one on Cinco last year, what to call it.
You had me fooled.
Did it ever get a name?
No, but now that I've named it, you guys all thought it, so great.
Well, I was confused. I was like, why did you just say why did you say the one-year anniversary of the Holland Tunnel that's been around for 100?
I was like, why are you going to Jersey?
I also started thinking about the anniversary of the actual Holland Tunnel.
Could you imagine if he stepped in versus Dallas and threw a 99-yard pick six 1 year to the weekend?
That would be crazy. Mm-hmm. You're listening to WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. Okay. You tell me when you're ready to do the Cinco, because I know you have a big buildup. It's very exciting. It's Thanksgiving week, and I want to give you that proper buildup, even though, as Loogie pointed out earlier, you're a coward.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888-THE-BENZ.com.
The funny thing is the word coward is a funny word. Like, don't you think, like, it's just a funny word? Like, you coward.
It's when you, back in the day, you would slap somebody in the face with your glove.
I wonder what the origin of coward is.
I'm going to look it up while he gives us a Cinco de Fivo.
Give us a Cinco.
All right, this is one of Tiki's annual favorites. The five best Thanksgiving desserts are here for you this year. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Cheesecake. Creamy, that good crust. Come on, Tiki.
Hey, I like cheesecake.
Yeah.
You got me started the right way.
All right, okay. Good.
Completely disagree. I hate cheesecake.
As long as it's not lemon meringue pie.
Ugh.
Pumpkin pie.
Full disclosure.
Pineapple pie.
I hate lemon meringue pie, so it will not be on this list, but I did think of you all night with that. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Rainbow cookies.
Oh!
If done well, they're the best holiday cookie. Tri-color, the perfect amount of jelly, almond paste.
The problem is they're often not done well.
Well, again.
That's the hard part.
But even when they're not done well, they're still great.
Yeah. You go to Stanley's out on Long Island, you get a good rainbow
cookie. What's the one
in New Jersey, dude?
What's make the one? Trip. Hop, skip, and a jump.
Well, there's one in Staten Island that's very famous. I forget the name, though.
Belly Bocce.
Belly Bocce. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Rainbow
Isn't
cookies.
There one in, not Little Italy, what's it called?
Ferraro's?
No, it's not Little Italy. It's in, like, Westchester. Like an Italian market.
Westchester. I should be
there one up
that.
There somewhere?
Yeah, I'm in Westchester all the time. I don't know.
That's Evans.
I can't remember what it is.
I know nothing around me. All I know is that last year when I was doing a book signing with Tiki, a guy comes up. And he hands me this box under the table. I'm like, what are you giving me? And he's like, Belly Bocce, rainbow cookies. And I feasted on those rainbow cookies for like
a week.
Dude,
I had like three of them right there.
Yeah, I know. They were amazing.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Pecan pie. It's the best to me of the traditional pies that we had at the very first Thanksgiving, I think.
Did we have pecan pie at the first Thanksgiving?
I assume.
You were so-
I assume. That seems like a very easy pie to make.
Huh.
A little whipped cream, some nuts.
Eh.
What's the matter?
No, I'm not a big fan of pecan pie. I'm not a big fan of pie. I got to be honest with you.
You're not a
I don't
want to.
This,
pie,
I don't want to
pie over cake all the time.
Pie, cheesecake. Like, those things are just, they don't do it for me.
All right, you grump. Here we go.
Number two.
Number two is cannolis. The crunch of the shell. Big cannoli the theme
cannoli.
The last couple weeks. Come on, Teak.
What if I'm from Southwest Virginia and I'm celebrating Thanksgiving?
I gave you the pecan
and
pie.
And someone comes up with a cannoli.
Oh, now people in Virginia can't eat cannolis? Just because
they're
not.
They even know what the hell it is?
No. And I learned this working nationally. A lot don't.
Did you know what it was till you moved to Jersey?
I had no idea.
And that's the one thing you learn about Thanksgiving. You know, if you're telling the tale of Thanksgiving, it's that turkey.
I was like, this is delicious.
Right.
But on Thanksgiving?
But that's the thing. Everybody's dinner across the country is the same, except for dessert. Everybody's got their own little
traditions.
Nobody
has cannolis on their Thanksgiving table in Southwest Virginia.
Okay, but New
I'm
York
just telling
they do.
You.
We're on the fan here, New York.
I would argue Evan's house is the only one that has nachos before Thanksgiving, but we generally have the same things.
We had collard greens and chitlins.
That's good, though. I like collard greens. All right, here we go.
Number one.
And the absolute slam dunk best Thanksgiving dessert, it's pudding pie. Chocolate, vanilla, banana, Oreo, pudding, that crust, the whipped cream.
Yeah.
Pudding slaps, Steve.
Yeah.
Pudding slaps.
Didn't do it for me.
What do you have, churros?
No, well, yeah, churros are amazing, yes.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Well, he's having the nachos. Why doesn't
for
he
any
finish
occasion?
Up the-
any occasion. I don't think you need to specify it to simply, you know what we just ordered, and I can't have enough of it? My wife was listening to our show. And was inspired by the Friendly's conversation.
Uh-huh.
So Friendly's still sells ice cream. So she ordered Friendly's ice cream that we have at our house. And I've been shoving peanut butter on it in the middle of the night, which is causing me to gain a lot of weight. But that's okay.
What do you mean you ordered it? There's Friendly's containers in every supermarket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've been to a supermarket in years, so I haven't seen it.
I don't want to speak for the Friendly's
you
people.
Amazon the Friendly's to your house.
But isn't Friendly's mostly known for selling ice cream? You said they're still selling ice cream. Isn't that their big selling point, that they're an ice cream place?
Friendly's is like a food place.
Like a diner?
But they're known for their ice cream.
That's what I mean. So when he says they're still selling it, I thought that was their big draw. Well, I don't want to speak for them, but I thought that was.
So you guys are both right. It is like a diner. It's mostly known for its ice cream.
Yeah.
But as we pointed out, like I don't see many of them around anymore.
Yeah.
And what I wasn't aware of is that you can buy Friendly's ice cream. I thought you could go to a Friendly's, sure, if you found one. But I didn't know that they were selling the Friendly's ice cream, and it is... Oh, it's marvelous.
It's great. However, I think we can all agree. Ice cream, probably pound for pound, the most delicious dessert 364 days of the year.
Yeah.
Ice cream is not a Thanksgiving dessert.
Mm. Why?
As an accoutrement, yes. As an like
with the pie, like
something to put on.
Oh, okay, like if you add it to an apple pie, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, nobody's putting three scoops in some chocolate syrup. That's not a Thanksgiving dessert.
Well, it depends. If you're a kid.
Yeah. I don't understand why you're defending. Why is it? You can have anything for dessert for
40-year-old kid.
I just, my personal belief is you have the ice cream all year round. You punt on that on Thanksgiving.
I disagree. I don't think, to me, maybe I'm crazy, I don't think Thanksgiving has to have a certain dessert. I don't think it's got to be pecan pie or cheesecake or any kind. It could be any dessert. I was waiting for black and white cookies. Like, why can't it be black and white cookies?
I agree. It's whatever your house has. I'm just giving you what I think are the five staples.
Thank you, Sean. Cinco de Favos every day at 5 o'clock.
Tomorrow we do sides.
Awesome. Can't wait for that. We do have the definition and the origin of the word coward. It is based on Latin cauda, which means tail. Possibly a reference to a frightened animal with its tail between its legs. So that's where the word coward comes from. So Sean,
what was
being
the Latin word? Cauda?
Cauda, C-A-U-D-A. So apparently Sean is a cauda and a coward because he doesn't believe in his New York Ranger team to make that friendly bet with Tommy Lugauer versus the New York Knicks.
Or I'm just a real fan.
Well, you quit, basically. They've lost a few games in a row, and you've quit on them.
I didn't quit. I didn't say they're not making the playoffs. I didn't say they stink. I just am curious how far they go. To put my weight behind it, which is a lot of weight, I don't have it right now.
So, in your opinion, the New York Knicks will go where this season?
I could see the Knicks topping off second round.
I didn't ask you that. Where do you think they're going? They're going to the second round.
Second round.
Okay, so they're going to get eliminated in the same place they've been eliminated the last 2 years. Second round.
Of course.
And you don't have enough confidence at the Rangers, who you just said will make the playoffs. You don't have enough confidence they can win a freaking round and at least match the Knicks?
I could see them going down, you know, meeklessly in the first round.
Mm. All right.
Wow.
We'll see. Knicks could get the 2 seed and take on an upstart play-in team. I don't know. Let me just think of one randomly. Maybe coached by a young Spaniard who's doing a hell of a job and get upset then. You know, you never know. Maybe they get knocked out the first round.
It's entirely possible. And look, again, we'll revisit this at the trade deadline.
We're not revisiting it. You've already agreed to it. You're a part of the bet.
No,
don't worry. The audience should not worry. Next spring, when we do the kickoff the summer event, either Tommy Lugauer or Sean Moran.
Next spring, when we do the kickoff to summer.
Well, it's technically spring. We do it Memorial Day weekend. Summer begins on June 20th, so technically it's spring. So, like I was saying, next spring, thank you, Tiki. Next spring, when we do the kickoff to summer event, someone will be dressed like a trophy. I guarantee it. Steve's calling from Bayside. How are you, Steve?
Good. How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, you know, I am equally. I don't think that the Yankees are going to sign Juan Soto. So I'm kind of the flip side of you in that sense. There's been a few things that have gone on. First of all, I haven't heard anyone close to the situation say that they think that the Yankees will have the best offer on the table. Nobody seems to believe that, number one. Number two, I saw there was a report a few days ago, Michael Kay, who I believe actually is a Boris client, but also was obviously close to the Yankees, was saying that he thinks that Steve Cohen is going to just outbid everybody by $50 million.
But Steve, that is exactly what I'm saying, especially if, and I don't know if Michael Kay is represented by Scott Boras, I have no idea. That fits into what I'm saying. Everything that's put out there is there to put pressure on the New York Yankees. Now, I don't think Kay or Ken Rosenthal or John Heyman, I don't think they're doing anything wrong. They're reporting what they hear, which you should do if you're a reporter. What I'm saying is you have to ask yourself why things are being leaked to you. What's the motivation? There's always a motivation on why a story is leaked to you.
It's privileged, at least in theory, information is getting put out, and people's thoughts on where Juan Soto is going is constantly being put out, even though we kind of have no idea where Juan Soto actually wants to go.
But why are you putting information out there? Even ask that about a football story. So Diana Russini reported that she heard Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be a New York Jet. Now Aaron Rodgers came out today, denied that. I believe, because Diana's a great reporter, someone told her that.
Yeah.
Now, who told her that, and what was the motivation? And I can give you a million theories on the why. So every report that says Steve Cohen won't be outbid, the Mets are going to offer this, ask yourself why. My why is that I mean Scott Boras and Juan Soto, are trying to up Hal's offers. Because there may be a number where if they could just get there, Juan Soto will go back to the New York Yankees. It may not be a last penny situation. It may be a get to this point, and I will come back because I liked it there. Because I like Yankee Stadium. I like the short porch. I like Aaron Judge. I don't want to move stadiums. So that's my worry. Every story, you ask, why is that being leaked? And to me, it all comes back to the same place. Putting pressure on Hal Steinbrenner.
Which makes sense, because Hal Steinbrenner has said he wants to spend as much, he will spend as much money as he wants to, if he wants to. So Juan Soto and crew are trying to make him spend that money.
We know he can do it. Yes. Anthony's in Orange, Connecticut. Anthony.
Hi, I just want to say I'm a huge Yankees fan. I think they have to get him. I think that the plan Bs are all mistakes. I think if they were to get Bregman, it would just be, he'd just age, he's past his prime, he's never been as good as when they were cheating. So I think that's a huge mistake. And then also, I just want to know what Tiki's deal is with cannolis. Because he really just doesn't. He hates
No, I love cannolis, Anthony. I just, for Thanksgiving? Are they necessary for Thanksgiving?
Yes! Why? A cannoli's always necessary. Take the gun, leave the cannoli.
By the way,
was that a Thanksgiving scene?
I think so.
Can you break the glass? I have some personal show-related breaking news. Break that glass. Tommy Lugauer and Sean have been fighting over the last hour. You may have heard parts of it over Sean not wanting to redo the Nick Ranger bet on which team would go further. In the course of their arguing, Tommy Lugauer, in my humble opinion, I think you agreed, went below the belt by referencing Sean's mom.
Made it personal.
I have received, I can't say that Sean's mom is texting me this, but I have received word from Sean's mom. She has responded to Tommy Lugauer calling her son a coward. Mm. Would you like to hear it?
Yes. Let me hear it.
We will see who the coward is next time we meet up. I'll kick his ass just by looking at him. Bleeping wimp.
Mm.
And she used a very bad word, an inappropriate word. It starts with the letter F. We will see who the coward is next time we meet up. I'll kick his ass just by looking at him. Bleeping wimp. That is word from Sean Morash's mom in response to Tommy Lugauer.
You don't hear wimp often anymore.
Mm.
Coward and wimp in the same... We have a love-hate relationship, Sean's mom and I, so we go back and forth. Okay. She gets mad at me a lot.
Downplay it as much as you want. I'll kick his ass by looking at him.
And she's tough, man. I was a C-section baby.
More of your calls coming up. Plus, we're in a bad state as New York football fans. But who would you rather root for? Would you rather be a Giant fan or rather be a Jet fan? Have things turned to the point where people would actually rather be Jet fans? We'll get to it coming up, 888-808-1019. Now, so I put out a poll the other day because things have gotten very, very bad with the New York Giants. And you can understand, you know, the losses have certainly piled up. The performance the other day, excuse me, was very, very bad. And Giant fans are angry. They're angry at everybody. They're angry at the coach, the GM, ownership. They're angry at each other.
As they should be.
As they should be. Totally understandable.
Frustrating to be 2-9.
Of course. And this has not been a good era of New York Giant football.
No.
It just hasn't.
Right.
There's been some good moments, like making the playoffs in 2016,
right,
like making the playoffs in 2022. But those years have proven to just not be sustainable.
Right. And in this year in particular, there's talent on the team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're bereft of talent. You have Dexter Lawrence, who's one of the great D tackles in football right now. You bring in Brian Burns, who's a good pass rusher. Kayvon is taking steps. It's just offensively, you got some good skill position players. It feels like you shouldn't be one of the worst teams in football.
You should be better. But things have been so bad. I put this question to the test the other day. The Jets are the laughingstock. We're the worst. We've won nothing. At least Giant fans have a Super Bowl in the last, you know, decade and a half.
Right.
They've got a few of them.
Right.
The Jets don't.
The Giants actually have a Super Bowl in every decade.
That's right. They do. 2011, 2007, 1990, 1986. You guys were there in 2000. So arguing the history is ridiculous. It's not even close.
Right.
It's not even a fair fight. But considering how bad Sunday was, I put a poll out on Twitter. I said, who would you rather be a fan of right now? The New York Jets, where you know they're going to get a new head coach, a new general manager. You have no idea who the quarterback is. You do have some good talent. And then you've got the Giants, where half the fan base wants to get rid of the head coach.
Yep.
But you may not. Half the fan base wants to get rid of the GM. You may not. And we'll see who their quarterback is. Would enough people actually say they'd rather be Jet fans than Giant fans? We'll give you the results and have further conversation.